Hello, I'm Chansonique.
And I'm Genesis.
And we are the Water Justice Youth Fellows at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. This interview is a part of a series of interviews about the Youth Congress event at the Sustainable Future Conference,
which will take place online April 27th to the 30th.
Enjoy the interview.
For the start, would you be able to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Izzy. My real name is Isabel, but I go by Izzy. I'm 16. I'm a junior at Emma Willard School in Troy, New York.
What is like some stuff you do in the neighborhood and like some groups that you're with?
I'm pretty new to the activism world. This Sunrise Rebellion thing is my first like official introduction to people that know what they're doing. My school has a program called CLUIT, which is where you kind of work with the community and just like kind of an outreach program where you try to help the community around you. And I've been sort of a part of that last year, and this year I was officially invited to be a part of it. But with the pandemic, I was unfortunately unable to do most of the like in-person contact outreach we would normally do.
So, like, what are some of the things that the group would do together around the community?
Yeah, so we would go to Soul Fire, which I actually was lucky enough to attend my sophomore year. So last year, there's like a day where they just invite people and we would help clean up or plant stuff, learn more about sustainable farming, stuff like that. And as for other things that I know that they did, but I unfortunately weren't able to be a part of, they go to like the Joseph's House and cook meals for people. And there's also a Mooncatcher project, which is based somewhere in Albany, but it's about bringing free menstrual products to women and girls in places that don't have access to them, or there's too much of a stigma around feminine hygiene for them to have access to it.
So you just said that you're kind of newer to the activism world. What made you want to go further into it?
I took an environmental science course last year, and that definitely opened up my perspective to things and issues that were happening in our country and around the world. And I felt that there was more than I could do than just sitting in a classroom and reading a textbook and taking notes about this stuff. So that was the big shift. And then this year I took a water science and society course, which was all about how like rivers and lakes and streams have become polluted and the economic, social, and like political, as well as environmental issues that went along with that.
So far, like even though it's been quite recent of you being in activism, I guess different projects, what could you say is like what you feel is your biggest accomplishment so far?
I have two ways to answer this. Personal would definitely be during this water science and society class. I did something similar to what you guys are planning to do. I live in Saratoga and there are springs everywhere. And I've heard so many horror stories of people getting like all kinds of poisoning from the water. So as part of like my final project, I went around and tested all the, well, some of them, there's like 100, but some of the springs, and I did all this research and I actually found a high trace of lead in one of them. And that was like the moment where I was like, oh, I would totally go into doing something like this. And then it kind of all came together because there was a news article released that same day that I found that lead's, or the same day that I finished up the project, that someone had in the specific area where that spring was had found high traces of lead in their water and everyone else around it. So I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. Like I figured it out before the local news source did. And so they eventually got it fixed and there was all this discrepancy with the data that was also put out. So I realized that my town is not the greatest when it comes to mostly everything. So, and then more like generally, definitely working with Sunrise Rebellion has given me like a lot of different perspectives on what it can mean to be an activist. And like there's a wide spectrum of, it doesn't just have to be like going to the Capitol and like yelling anarchy. Like there's lots of different things you can do.
We know that you're also going to be going for the
Youth Conference.
So yeah. Can you just say
your role in the Youth Congress is going to be, and like explain what the Youth Congress even is in your own words.
Yeah, so the Youth Congress is a time for the youth, or like younger people in the Capital Region, to become more educated about different aspects of activism and climate change, environmental science. So there's a lot of different aspects. There's political. We were planning on doing an economic one. I'm not sure if that would carry over, because there's a lot of issues talking about that, but politically, justice. And then I think that we're trying to get someone to talk about more like of the science. So it's just really a time to like rethink how you look at the environmental world. And as for what I do, I don't have a definite role. I kind of just, because I'm a high school student, I have a limited ability to like, you know, sign on to a call at 1:30 in the afternoon, because I would be in like math class or something. So I've been doing as much as I can. I'm on the board to plan the actual event, which has been going moderately well. But we created a finalized plan, and things are moving forward. And other than that, I was the first high schooler to join. So I've become sort of like the advocate for younger people, as in like high schoolers and early or later middle schoolers.
So what do you hope the Youth Congress can do to change the way people view things, as well as like, what do you think the Youth Congress means to you?
So I'll answer your first question first. I hope that the Youth Congress gets people to think about how there's a lot of different things you can do in the world that can then connect to environmental science and to bettering the environment. So like, you know, a lot of people think that if they want to become a doctor, they have to be sitting in a room with patients, when there's a lot of different things you can do with that, and become and connect it to environmental science. So that, and also just knowing when to stand up for what you believe in, and knowing that like, although something may be published or something may be written in like code and fancy government jargon, it may not be what you think or what a group of people may think is best for the environment or for any aspect of daily life. And just to know that it's good and okay to want to change that. Yeah, so definitely getting more people like me involved who are still at the younger end of the spectrum and have a lot of time to like not only learn more, but to develop their thinking a lot more. And to just like create a sense of community, because I feel like whenever I enter one of those meetings, like there is no, you can't say anything wrong. Like, even if you don't know what you're talking about, there's always someone that's going to fill you in, and always someone that's going to like build up your confidence, even if you have no clue what's going on.
You can register to attend the Youth Congress event at sustainablefuturesconference.com.
Tune in next week to hear another interview with more people contributing to the Youth Congress event.